I know I've said this before. When I was a kid, I think you could probably have thought of me as ADD oriented, scattered, maybe not the hyperactive part, but definitely having a hard time paying attention. I remember in the church growing up, and I'm looking at Beth, so pay attention to me, Beth, as I'm saying this, and I hope you folks up front don't mind, but I'm going to walk back a little bit, and I invite you to be a part of this sermon as I'm preaching. I remember when I was growing up that in the church that I grew up, I think it was about at this point, this is where we usually sat, as I remember. Of course, that was the 1960s, so you know memory, how that goes. And I remember sitting here. I don't recall a single word that the pastor ever said. I don't remember anything the choir ever sang. I don't remember even singing, though I do have a memory that my dad as a singer was somebody who was outstanding in his field. That's where he should have been singing from. What I do remember is the things I did to pass the time. The bulletin was a favorite thing of mine as I drew all sorts of things on that bulletin. I also remember sitting and thinking, you know, that I had this imaginary tool that could, like a roto-rooter, kind of drill down through the wood and drill into the floor and drill up the wall and drill over through the ceiling and up to where I imagined that the steeple was and drill up there. And that I would, and this was back in the days before I was a pacifist, I would put little missiles that would go through there and I would shoot that. Of course, if the Pentagon knew that there was a boy with the missiles shooting from a church back then, they would have been alarmed. That was before the Department of Homeland Security, of course. Paying attention. It's not an easy thing for me to do. Still isn't. Just as a thought. I'm just wondering. Okay, folks. What? Okay, you're here, you're listening to me now, and maybe I've got your attention now, but what's in the back of your mind? What are you working on right now? I know that I've only got a part of your attention. Anybody bold enough to say what's there? Is anybody maybe thinking about what they're going to be making for lunch? Where you're going for lunch? Okay. Any other? What? Come on, anybody. What's in the... Let's be honest. When it comes to paying attention. What other thoughts? Anybody want to admit what you might be thinking about in that other portion of your brain that's not here? Anyone?
How's the Sunday school lesson going to go?
How's the Sunday school lesson going to go? And whether the pastor's going to allow me enough time to teach it? Yeah. Anyone else?
Cobwebs missing. Has anyone noticed?
The cobwebs. Okay. How many people were realizing there was a cobweb up there? Okay. There are a few people I know who are sort of sad to see it go because, yes, Jeff. Okay. Any others, you know, that you want to admit what you might be thinking about?
Three lost letters I discovered on the table today.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to fax them.
What you're going to do with those?
Mail them or mail them.
Yeah. The things you forgot.
Nigeria.
Yeah. Anyone else? What?
Schoolwork.
Schoolwork you have to get done. Yeah. Anyone else?
We made a mistake in the memorial book, and now I have to do that.
Oh, now you just thought of that. Yeah. And then I was gonna. Okay. Anyone else? What working? Yeah. You, it's hard to leave that stuff behind, isn't it? Paying attention is work. You know, it is, isn't it? I think we all have a bit of ADD when it comes right down to it. I mean, our brains are in some way sort of geared that way, to be able to think in a multiple different ways. But here, in this story, and this is a story we kind of read every year, so it's like a lot of the stories of Jesus. Every year I have to, you know, read this story and say, okay, what am I going to focus on this time? And this time, it's paying attention. I mean, you heard this story. There's so many different elements to it. It's a very simple story. But, you know, like later on in that story, the disciples, some of them, followed Jesus after they were in the upper room into that Garden of Gethsemane, and he said, "Stay awake, pay attention." He didn't say pay attention, he said stay awake, but kind of somewhat the same difference. And they all struggled. They all fell asleep. Their brains not only were off somewhere else, they were gone. They fell asleep. That's us. And here, in this epiphany moment, this is an epiphany moment, and we are at the tail end in the church year. It does all kind of fit together, folks, this thing we call the church year. It's a cyclical, cycles of things, sort of like the seasons of life, that one follows the other. And that this is at the tail end of the season of Epiphany. We end it with Transfiguration Sunday, which is an epiphany moment when something is manifest. Now, I've often wondered as I read this story how they knew that it was Moses and Elijah who were there. I mean, I don't think Peter and them were around when these two fellows were walking the earth. How do you think they knew? You know, there wasn't a voice. The voice that did speak only talked about Jesus later on when the cloud descended. How do you think they knew? Gary, you're the teacher. How do you think they knew? Any ideas? I'll put you on the spot. How did they know?
From Scripture.
It was expected that in the last days we would get visited again by Moses and Elijah. So they were figuring, well, it's about time, but... how'd they know? They didn't see Moses. I mean, maybe was he carrying one of the tablets? But how'd they know it was Elijah? God told him. I was just thinking this morning as I was doing my walk, I'm like, what did they call that thing, you know, on your computer that, let's see if I can make it go. This thing. That's a cursor. I couldn't remember that. Was there like a cursor that was going over this picture? And when it came over Elijah, there was a little caption that said, Elijah. And Moses. They had name tags. There we go. I don't know. But, you know, the kind of the fun. This is sort of a funny scene when you think about it. You know, because what got in gear is... it says they didn't know what they were saying. It says right there, you know, in this, after Peter talks, it says, but he didn't know what he was saying. He gets this whole bit about, and this is where his mind is going. You know, it's sort of like our own mind. Something comes up in a sermon, and you ever done that? You're here, and I'm saying something, and poof. You're way off over here. Come on, anybody want to admit to that? You're way over there. You know, oh, I got to do this. And actually, some of those times are really good. I mean, I can't tell you how many times after, and I'll back up a little bit so you don't have to be craning your neck too hard. I can't tell you how many times after a sermon I preach something, somebody comes up to me and makes note of something that they heard me say, you know, that really, you know, grabbed them. You know, and I kind of, in some occasions, I'm just scratching my head saying, did I say that? I know my memory is not what it used to be, but in times like that, you know, I'm thinking, well, you know, God is a part of this. The Spirit is moving, and may not have been my words that were very much a part of it, but God was speaking, and they heard, and moving with that, and for some reason, Peter just started mentally building booths. He wanted to do something. No, here is Moses and Elijah and Jesus, and he wanted to do something. It was a do-nothing moment. But all he could think about was doing something. And he says it. You know, it's like one of those moments when the mouth is engaged before the brain is turned on, you know, fully, you know. And he says, oh, I'll build. Well, we can build. Jesus, this is great. We can build. And what happens at that moment? Cloud descends. As it often happens with epiphany moments in our lives. Things are crystal clear. We don't necessarily know exactly what to do with them. And then the cloud comes down and we hear the voice. Now it's interesting what Mark's gospel does with this. It's Mark's gospel that when Jesus is baptized in the Jordan River by John the Baptist, the voice comes from heaven and is not speaking to everyone else. You do not hear the voice saying, or read the voice saying, "This is my son, my beloved." In Mark's gospel, the voice says, "You are my son, whom I love." The words are for Jesus. And at this point, 8 chapters down the road, we have this scene on a mountaintop, not the Jordan River, but on a mountaintop. And here is the voice speaking again. But this time it is speaking to the disciples. And the voice says, "This is my son, whom I love, my beloved. Listen to him. Pay attention." Now, I could go for a long time talking about what it means to pay attention. And we have, pay attention does involve those actions, you know, the doing things that Peter so much wanted to get into. And it's also saying things which they eventually were called to speak. And, you know, the church down through the centuries has come up with, you know, listening in terms of trying to hear what and sum up what is being said. And they call these things creeds. But even before that was just the remembering of the story, listening to their lives, listening to what is happening around them, paying attention to life that is right there. Could speak a lot about that. But I think you know what it means to pay attention. You know, perhaps you, like I, can remember as a kid being told by a teacher, of course, maybe none of you ever were, "Peter, Peter, Peter, pay attention, please." Do you have any students like that?
No.
You do. I was one of them. Daily, God is calling us to pay attention. Because Jesus is speaking in our lives. Sometimes that paying attention is, you know, the process of getting to know another person and paying attention to their story. Sometimes that paying attention is listening as you read the newspaper and get frustrated by some of what you read. Pay attention. Because God is speaking through all of that. And the message may not be what the reporter is saying or what the politician is saying or whatever. Pay attention. Because God is a part of it all. In fact, if I might oversimplify, perhaps. The season of Lent, as we approach Easter, is a time to listen more and speak less. It's a time to pay attention to what God is saying. Now, some of the time we need, you know, we call these things confession and repentance. That means kind of, not that these things got to be thrown away. Some of it's good, some of it's bad, things we got to turn from. But some of it is just taking our attention away from what's most important. And sometimes, to get our attention, God's got to cloudy the picture. But there is always the voice. This is my Son, whom I love. Listen to Him. I invite you to make those words your own as you step into this season of Lent.